Hey guys, Brett Allegra-Wood here from Gladfish Property Investment. Property search, think Gladfish. Okay, so guys, what I wanted to cover today was, is buy-to-let still worthwhile investing in? I mean, in the UK, we seem to have had nothing but negativity about the market and about tax changes and Brexit and all these sort of things, you know, Trump and all this sort of stuff in 2016. And, you know, really, end of 2015, 2016 seemed to be negative, and outright warfare, okay, very one-sided warfare, towards investors. And you know what? I can't deny that. You know, it certainly looks like it's going against us. It certainly looks like, you know, they're trying to stamp out small investors. But actually, when I look at it, and the interesting thing is, having been through this whole process and seen hundreds of our clients go through this process, the end result has been, yes, it is more expensive to run a buy-to-let portfolio. But when you look at the numbers and when you do the numbers, it still makes sense, okay? There's no doubt about that, but you still got to invest in the right areas and do all the same principles apply. You just now have to take on a new advisor, which is a tax advisor, okay? So that's number one. You're going to work with that person and make sure you got the right structure up front, whereas before, you could quite happily just buy it in your own name and everything was forgiven. The mortgages were easy, everything was easy. Now we're going to start buying in companies. Yeah, and using company law, yeah, as really the basis of what we do. And it's not just company law, it could be a limited liability partnership. So there are other options. And what I would say is speak to a professional. If you don't know who the professional is, then by all means give us a call and we can make a referral. All right. Now, the interesting thing is, and I'll be doing a few videos and a whole video series on this, is the structures for you. You're going to have structure for your current portfolio that may be in your personal name. You're going to have stuff that you buy new, which may be in a company name. Okay, but certainly it's become a little bit less profitable buying in your own name and having to not have the mortgage deductibility and that sort of stuff. But the point here is that whatever you're going to do now, you have to make the decision to become a professional investor. If you think you're just going to be a mum or dad that buys a property on the side, or maybe we'll just have one and we won't really have effect on us, you're not going to, okay? You are gonna have to treat this as a professional business like you would any other business, all right? This is not something you just do on the side. This is something that, and it doesn't mean you're gonna take a lot of time. This is not gonna take more time than it did before. The point is you have to mentally think of it as a much more professional business. And when you do that and you act like a professional owner of a business, an entrepreneur or whatever you wanna call it, a business owner, then actually when you get in that mindset, you'll very quickly, okay, realize that this whole stuff in the back, you know, this tax changes, Trumps and Brexit and all that, is all the white noise. And I can tell you, I always say the white noise of property. The white noise of property is always there. Whether it be the economy is going down, whether it be taxes are going up, whether it be, you know, this terrorism thing, that, you know, whatever the thing is, there's always going to be things distracting you from what it is you need to achieve, okay? So the key here is to avoid the distractions, manage them, become highly educated about them, but then whatever you do, don't let them stop you. And that's my point here with the buy-to-let thing. Get in, do it. You know, there's still a massive shortfall of property that isn't being solved. And in fact, everything the government is doing is actually just going to cause even more problems for tenants and for people who, you know, haven't got property. People who do have property, it's just going to mean more money. They're going to make more money in the long term. So get on board, you know, sit down with the team, work out what it is you need to do, and very quickly you'll start to see that things aren't as bad as the media and certain people who are uneducated and aren't really involved are making out that it is. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.